Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on, and as always, lots to do, especially when it's spring and it's time for the La Viña Spring Wine Festival.
Yeah, this is a really great event. I don't know if you've been before.
I've never been, but it seems to be an annual tradition around here where I know lots of friends that go and just have a good time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's from noon to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Lavinia Winery, and that's located at 4201 South Highway 28 in La Union, New Mexico. And admission is $20 for those ages 21 and up, and that includes a souvenir glass and a choice of 9 wine tastings or a glass of wine.
Okay, and there is an admission for ages 12 to 20, and kids under 12 are admitted for free because in a lot of ways this is an event that you see a lot of families go to.
Yeah, a lot of families do go to it. So even if you're not drinking, it's still a really good time because they have live music, vendors, and they're also going to be focusing on selling organic products
Organic
this
products,
year.
seriously?
Yeah, they're even going to have organic treats for your dog, apparently. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Wow, they're really, anytime you open up something to pets, you know you're really going out after everybody out there.
Yeah. So
Okay.
pet lovers, even they should attend this event and get in on those organic dog treats.
Okay, pet lovers rejoice. Hey, I'm pretty excited about this only because it's going to get my wife and my senior daughter that goes to Oñate out to enjoy the Broadway musical Rent. They bought tickets months ago to go to this
Oh,
on Saturday.
really?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, it opens tonight at 7:30 p.m. and it runs through May 6th. And they have performances on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And I've never seen the musical, but I've seen the movie. So I'm interested myself to see the musical. And this is the first time I think that it is going to be showing in Las Cruces.
And it's being presented at the Mark and Stephanie Madoff Theater at the ASNMSU Center for the Arts. It's recommended for ages 16 and older. So tickets can be purchased online at the nmsutheater.com or by calling the NMSU Pan American Ticket Office at 575-646-1640. Tribute to the Purple One, Purple Rain and a Prince tribute. Wow, that's pretty cool.
There's going to be a screening of Purple Rain at the Rio Grande Theater at 7 p.m. tonight. And then there's also going to be a Purple Madness Prince tribute band concert at the Plaza de las Cruces at 7 p.m. Saturday. So it seems like a pretty good time, especially if you're a big fan
Prince?
of
But,
Prince.
all right, so that's got to be a big challenge to try to imitate Prince because he
Yeah.
was such a very interesting character
Definitely.
that was very unique in his voice and how he sang and how he played guitar. So it'd be interesting to see how this band, the Purple Madness Prince Tribute Band, can hold up to that.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see that too, because you're right, he was a very unique person, so he definitely would be hard to imitate.
Okay.
But yeah, it should be a good time. And admission for the showing of Purple Rain is $8, and tickets for Purple Madness are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
Okay. Speaking of dancing and having a good time, what's this? Day of Dance?
Yeah, this is another event that's taking place at the Rio Grande Theater, and it's free. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday, and it's going to be a celebration of the International Day of Dance. So they're going to be featuring a range of dancers from within the community, and they're going to have performances including everything from tap to flamenco to belly dancing.
And baile folclórico, belly dancing, concessions. They're going to have concessions, snacks, refreshments, beer, wine, and spirits. This takes place again Saturday, 5 to 8 at the Rio Grande Theater. Taste for Your Impulse, 0 Degree Asian Restaurant. Where's this located at?
This is at 1305 East University Avenue. It's where Solo's Grab and Go used to be. I don't know if you're familiar with
Yeah,
that
I remember
place.
Solos. Yes.
Yeah, so they closed down, and now 0 Degree is the new Asian restaurant there. And they have a pretty wide range of things. They have pho, ramen, fried rice, pad thai, spring rolls, and then they have a lot of unique beverages as well. One is called the Watermelonada, and it has chunks of watermelon in it and some spices as well. They also have jasmine milk tea, slushes, and mojitos.
Interesting. Well, that's right around the corner from KRWG and the NMSU campus, so I'm going to have to go check it out and give you a report. On.
Yeah, you will. Maybe you can write another review on it after you try it.
All right, sounds good. All right, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, go out and enjoy your weekend.